Just a team that knows premierships inside out is the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo, and we're in three different studios, we're in three different states, and yeah, I don't know what's going on, but Tommy Rockliffe is the former skipper of the Brisbane Lions. You'd think he'd be front and centre down in Melbourne, but he finds himself in the Gold Coast. What's going on, Rock?
Yeah, they suggested I stay up here, get the after party ready. So I've just been doing a fair bit of planning to make sure when they land back tomorrow night that everything's ready to go for them.
And for a man that played cricket for a living and dominated it for over a couple of decades, has found himself front and centre in the Coliseum this afternoon. He's been there since Tuesday. Callum Ferguson,
that's right.
Hello, mate.
Sometimes you just got to find a way, Rock. I'm staggered you haven't been able to make your way down, but I've found my way front and centre. Nice dinner with the MCC on Thursday night, and I'll be making my way, absolutely, it's all above board, Rock, and then I'll be easing my way into the committee room with the MCC today, just, and I might even have a little reserve seat for myself.
I tell you what, Tomo, it is staggering how he finds a way, any excuse just to get away from the family.
No, well, the kids are there.
No, they're not. I'll be coming home, taking the reins for 3 or 4 days. Let Ree get away to the shack when I get back tomorrow, and it'll be a magnificent week for everyone.
We need a special investigation.
God, that's unbelievable. Grand final week and gets there Tuesday, Rock. I can't get my head around it.
It shapes as an absolute ripper, though, doesn't it? The two best teams of the season, there's no doubt in that. Collingwood, clearly the number one seed. The Lions have been clearly number two. Haven't lost at home all season. They've got to do it on the road, but conditions suit. 29 degrees there today. It's not a prelim final, so it's maybe 65-35 crowd balance instead of 95-5. Yeah. So I think the Lions, and I just had a quick look at the odds, they're underdogs at $2.10. I think they're great value. I think they're going to win this game.
So the last six times they've beaten them, and I know they haven't played at the MCG, but they've got their measure. Collingwood haven't beaten the Lions since 2019. Surely you take some confidence going into that, Fergus.
Oh, absolutely. And to be honest, I'm telling you, I've been here for a few days now, as you mentioned, but there is not a cloud in the sky out there. And with that 28, 29 degrees direct sunlight beating down on those players throughout the day, Rock, that's got to have an impact.
Yeah, I think it does. There's no doubt in that. The Lions have been training and playing in that for the last 2 months. It's been higher 20s, mid to higher 20s for the last couple of months. So I'd imagine Melbourne have probably had one day at this sort of temperature. So it suits them as well. It's just ticking a lot of boxes for the Brisbane Lions to go into this game and get the better of Collingwood.
Well, fingers crossed. And we're just having a bit of a pre-show meeting, and the man that looks after this show is Sam Morrison.
And who is that?
He's our boss. He's our boss.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he looks after the almighty Dead Set Legends. And I suggested this morning that we do a grand final sweep with the punters out there that they can text in on
0488 5 1047.
So give us your winner, give us your margin and your Norm Smith. And Sam said, terrible idea.
What? Terrible idea.
So we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Okay? Great call, Tomo.
We've got Samba fire packs to give away, Fergus. These guys are superb.
No, they are. And with the promotions and the support that they show to the family and us over the years, so I'm trying to work out how they make a dollar out of all this stuff, because they are so generous. They telling you, it's incredible.
Okay, so let's do it. Grand final sweep, 0488 5 1047. We have Samba fire packs to give away. The closest to the pin gets to take home one of these. Kick us off, Fergus. Who have you got? What are you doing? What's your predictions?
Right. Winner, Brisbane. I just think they get it done for the reasons we mentioned just before. Joe Danaher is the one that's going to win the game for Brisbane. He's going to kick five straight, and he's not going to miss for the day.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter. He's just going to win the Norm Smith and the margin 12-point thriller. I think it's going to be a tight one.
Rocky?
Yeah, Brisbane Lions, 23 points, and hard to go past Lachie Neale. I think he'll be in and under all day, have 30-plus, and dominate today.
I'm going with the Lions, 8 points, and Zach Bailey is going to win the Normie. He's going to kick four himself. Okay. He's going to be just way too good up there. So 0488 5 1047 to get involved in the grand final sweep. We'll have a whole heap of fun. Also, Chris Johnson is going to join us, three-time premiership player, and Brian Taylor just after 11 o'clock.
Oh,
but next, Rocky's going to preview the game for us, where it's won, where it's lost. It's all happening here at the Dead Set Legends. The hairs on the back of the neck are up. Mike Brady up there, Kazali. It's the Dead Set Legends. It's grand final day, and we cannot wait for this. The Brisbane Lions take on the Collingwood Football Club. There'll be 100,000 people there. Rocky, how do you see it playing out, mate?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an absolute ripper of a game. Hopefully it's not over at the 8-minute mark like last year's grand final when Geelong absolutely got hold of the Sydney Swans. I think this will be really close. Collingwood don't get blown away. They find a way to stay in games. I think I'm leaning towards the Brisbane Lions to get the job done today for a number of factors. We spoke about it in the opener. The weather certainly plays a factor today. 29 degrees. We've heard the coaches talk about it as well. Chris Fagan mentioned it in his press conference yesterday. Tomo's not ready to go on the button, so we won't go to that clip now. But
we can talk about that, actually. I'll go to that right now. Here is Fagan talking about the heat.
We tend to play at night, so it's not that hot, so we're not used to the sun beating down on us. But in terms of adapting to conditions, I think it's favourable to us that we can train in that sort of weather more often than not.
Yeah, they train in that every day, and it's been like that for the last couple of months. So I think it plays into the Lions' favour. Collingwood, they've probably only had one day, maybe 29 degrees in the last sort of couple of months or even 6 months. So I'm leaning towards Brisbane for that factor. It's not like a prelim final, so it's not going to be 100,000 there, 95,000 Collingwood supporters and 5,000 Lions supporters because there's so many corporates. Each team gets 17,500. Still going to be a lot of corporates there that go for Collingwood and find their way in. So I think it'll be a 65-35 split, so it won't be that daunting for the Lions. You speak about the ground record, the MCG. It hasn't been favourable to the Brisbane Lions, but they don't play there often. So it can be a little bit not true, those numbers. You play there once or twice a year. You come up against the best teams. It's always hard to win those games of footy. But let's get down onto the ground. The actions, the key matchups for me, Darcy Moore versus Joe Danaher. Yep. I think that's a massive, massive contest. Darcy Moore, strong intercept marker, plays on and gets the footy going, sets up Collingwood's offense. If Danaher can take him away and start to impact the scoreboard, kick his first couple in front of goals, massive tick for the Lions. So that's a key matchup for me.
Love that.
Maynard, Charlie Cameron.
Yeah.
Whether it's deep or a bit higher up, I think Maynard will go after Charlie Cameron, try and physically intimidate him. Charlie's maybe had some issues with that in the past. I think if he can run him around, he can't be too stationary. He's got to look at different avenues. If Maynard's going to stand there and belt him all day, he's going to have to get on the move and find a different way to impact that game. So I think if Cameron can... We've seen it in the finals as well, sorry. Cameron, quiet. Ryan Burton got hold of him. Within a space of 30 seconds, he went bang, bang, changed momentum, all Brisbane Lions from there.
Well, they didn't even finish the Country Road song, if you remember.
That's right.
They played it, and then they had to hook it up once again, which is incredible.
Right. That's brilliant. Spot on. So, and then who does...
What he can do.
Who does Josh Dunkley go to? I think he has to go... It's not Dacos for me. He's got to go to Dugowie. He has to go to Dugowie. Try and curb his influence around the contest. I think he'll get that match up and get hold of him. It'll be a really good contest. Dugowie burst out of those stoppages, comes flying out. So he's going to have to look at certain ways to navigate his influence around those contests, make sure that he blocks them, tries to stop his momentum coming out of the contest, negate his influence around that. Pendlebury, does he get a match up through the midfield? Does he go and stand at Lockie Neal at those clearances, try and stop his impact, Fergus?
Yeah, it's got to be a really tough one for Brisbane to try and work out what balance to go with, because they are such a dangerous side at the contest as well. You know, how defensive do you really want to go? I'd love to see Brisbane really take the game on, not get too defensive at these stoppages, but you're right. And I said it last week, you know, Dugowie just seems to stand up in the big moments and in the big games. And that will be one hell of a contest, Dunkley and Dugowie. I think you're right. That's got to be the matchup.
I think we go with Elliott and Starcevich. I think Starcevich will go to Elliott, try and shut him out. He sort of plays on those smaller types. Elliott, if he can get going, he's got a pretty good record against the Brisbane Lions, kicks goals at will. So I think Starcevich will shadow him, try and shut him down. If Elliott can get hold, he flies, he crumbs really well. So he could be the key impact player for Collingwood in front of the footy.
What about the big defender for the Brisbane Lions, Harris Andrews? Billy Frampton, you know, he was on the trade heap from both Port Adelaide and the Crows. Plays his first final tomorrow. Last year he was playing Central footy. He was playing at bloody Cooper Stadium, and now he's going to play 100,000 people today, which is quite incredible. Does Frampton go and play on Harris, you reckon, Rock?
Yeah, great call. I think he does. So they've named him at centre-half back. I think he goes and plays as a negative forward on Harris Andrews. You've got to impact Harris Andrews, but you've also got to hurt him. So if Billy goes and plays on him and just tries to negate him and play really defensive on him, it's not going to work. You've got to hurt him the other way. You've got to hit the scoreboard as well. So I think that'll be the matchup. But Harris Andrews, can he out-muscle him, out-maneuver? He's so smart where he positions himself and sets up on the ground.
So that becomes a really important game plan and fixture within the game. It's really important that Collingwood do then use Frampton, if he's playing a negating role, to try and hurt Andrews the other way and actually use him as a bit of a focus point.
Yeah, certainly is. And the way they play, they'll be able to do it. They move the footy fast. It's going to be an exciting game of footy. Mm-hmm. Both teams play an attacking brand, take the game on. The last matchup I want to talk about is the Ruckman as well. Oh, yeah. Oscar McInerney for the Brisbane Lions had an outstanding season. Mason Cox gets first crack. We've seen him jump into him in the first bounce. So Collingwood are going to play the two Ruckman with Darcy Cameron. Maybe that's where they can get a slight advantage, just jumping in a big O all day, continually jump into him, give their smalls a chance at ground level. So I just can't wait for the first bounce. It's going to be an absolute ripping game.
And we're doing a grand final sweep as well. 0488 51047. They're coming flooding in as well. So make sure you hit us up. Give us your winner, how much buy, and who's going to be the Norm Smith medalist. Three-time premiership player Chris Johnson for the Crows joins us next.
Yes. For the Crows?
For the Lions.
You've got to make things local.
Where's he living?
You've got to make things local.
Where's he living?
For the Lions, I should say. 20 past 9, Triple M. 104.7, Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo. And you talk about premierships for the Brisbane Lions, you think of this guy, Chris Johnson, the former skipper of the joint as well. He won three of them and then dominates the Channel 7 coverage as well. Morning, Chris. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Good to be on a radio station with Tommy Rockliffe. How good's that guy?
Yes.
He's airborne, isn't he? It's great to be speaking to another Brisbane Lions club legend. Me, you. We just got it done on the big stage, didn't we? You must be excited. The town would have been a buzz.
Oh, look, it was fantastic when it all happened, Tommy, as you know all about it, mate. But yeah, another big challenge for this football club. And, mate, who would have thought 20 years later, we've got two teams playing off in a grand final, and we've got two of our former teammates and some former coaches of yours too, Tommy, in Craig McRae, Justin Lepich, in the opposition colours. So they're going to be sad boys at the end of the day, aren't they? Really?
Now, Chris, it's not often Rocky gets positive reinforcement like that, so thanks for passing that on and pumping his tyres up. But Cal Ferguson here, mate, are you in Melbourne for the week? And how's the atmosphere been and the experience for you so far?
Yeah, no, Cal, I've been back here for around 14 years now, so a bit slow on the uptake, mate, there. But,
beautiful.
Yeah, so I've been around all week. We've had a few functions going on. We've got a couple of line stuff going on. We've all come together. We've got our reunion happening on Sunday in the morning. So hopefully the boys can fling on past with the cup in their hand. But it's been a massive week here in Melbourne. The city just comes alive. I've been doing a bit of stuff in the city work-wise, but there's a couple of functions as well. But the people are just flooding in. You walk around, the pubs, the restaurants are packed, and there's colours of Brisbane Lions and Collingwood people everywhere. So, I hear a lot of ex-Collingwood players talking about the Collingwood army, this, that, and the other. If you're relying on an army to get you up, Jesus, you're already in trouble, aren't you? You should be just relying on the 22 blokes out there to get you across the line, not your supporter base.
Love that.
Exactly right. It sounds like you've been doing a fair few cashes this week.
Hang on.
But you're one that can actually speak about both clubs as well, because you're a Fitzroy boy, and the Roy boys, they were in a grand final only a week or two ago as well. So the Brunswick Street Oval and that vibe around there must have been pumping for the last couple of weeks.
You're spot on, Rocky. You're spot on. Brunswick Street itself, so Brunswick Street Oval, just probably about a couple of hundred metres from the hub of Brunswick Street, where all the cafes, pubs and restaurants are. But the whole sort of community of Fitzroy have been up and about. They've obviously, played in the grand final, which was fantastic. But the whole Fitzroy history that we got, and a lot of people forget about it, and a lot of people think we're just Brisbane people, but there's a great and a real big backing and a massive supporter base down here in Victoria, Fitzroy, but certainly nationally as well. There's a massive Fitzroy base that'll come and really support. And, you know, driving around yesterday at the parade as well, there was still obviously a lot more Collingwood than Fitzroy or Brisbane, but we weren't outnumbered by any chance. So there is a massive history here that we have connection with here at the Fitzroy Football Club. And no doubt, once the boys win or lose, I reckon tomorrow they'll be heading to Brunswick Street Oval and everyone will come out in their numbers there to support the boys and say well done, regardless of the result.
Speaking of past Lions superstar Chris Johnson. Now,
oh, yeah.
Jono, you must be pumped for Chris Fagan, mate. 12 months ago, the Hawthorn racism scandal come out. 12 months later, he's coaching in a grand final. The connection that the playing group has with Chris Fagan seems really prominent from South Australia here.
Look, he's done an amazing job with his football team, hasn't he? And having all that stuff going on in the background to actually focus on and do what you needed to do. And it's a high-pressure job. We all know what the AFL coaching industry is like. He went away for a bit. He came back for a bit. But it's fantastic for him. And they all rallied behind him, not just the players, but the actual football club itself. The one thing I liked about Fags is he's got a real connection with all the individuals that obviously play underneath him. But his ability to be able to work with these recruiting staff as well. So if you really think about, you know, our eras in the 2000s, we didn't have a great list. Lee Matthews worked with Graham Allen to get some sort of players from outside of our playing group to boost up our list. And Chris Fagan's done exactly the same. They've attracted Charlie Cameron there, Joe Danaher and Lachie Neal. So three key players that have come into it that are really, really key factors in the football team. And we've done something similar back in the early days with Mel Michael and Brad Scott and even Martin Pike coming in from other clubs. So that whole trade feud, they've done really well and they've actually boosted. And there's probably a couple of others in there. Jared Lyons is probably one as well. There's a couple of other Lyons boys that are in there that have come from other clubs that have just boosted our lift. And I really like their chances today. If they can play at their best football is certainly better than Collingwood's.
Yeah, I think they get the job done as well. Chrissy, you dabbled your toes in coaching back in 2008 and 2009, looked after me, showed me the ropes, and then just jetted off. What are you finding yourself doing now? We know you're doing a little bit of media, Triple M, Channel 7. What else keeps you busy?
Well, the reason why I stopped coaching, Rocky, because you wouldn't listen to me. And I thought, what do I got to do to make a player listen to me? And every time I wanted to do something, it was the wrong way, and you go and do it, and it looked pretty good. So I knew I wasn't any good at coaching. But no, it was all good times coaching with you, Rocky. And I went out to started working at the AFL, worked at the AFL over a decade. And once got stood down from COVID, but done all the multicultural in India. Indigenous programs and coached the AIS there for a little while. So right up to about, I reckon, 2020, I was still coaching. But the last couple of years, I've just gone out and done my own joint venture with SKS Indigenous Technologies, SKS Technologies. So we've got a national footprint across the country. And I come to Adelaide quite a little bit and do a little bit of work there and a little bit of work in Brisbane. So pretty much all over the country, really. So I found myself very, very lucky to give young Indigenous people opportunities in employment in electrical contracts. Electrical apprenticeships.
And if that's a busy, busy man, if the Lions find themselves 50 odd points down, do they go the Alistair Lynch, Chris Johnson against Ireland style?
Hang on.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you, I reckon, Rocky, but I don't think you wait till you're 50 points down. I reckon you win the first bounce.
Yeah, there you go.
Straight away. Try and put some intimidation in straight away, like Lynchy did when he was squatting flies.
You're still not allowed back in Ireland.
Brilliant stuff, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us, mate. And all the very best today. Hopefully the Lions can get it done for your sake.
Good on you, boys. Take it easy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jono.
104.7, Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo. We're running a grand final sweep here.
Oh, yes.
0488 51047. Get in touch with us. Give us the winner, the margin, and the Norm Smith, and we're giving away Samba fire packs all morning. Oh, this is going to be superb.
It. Well, this was the sweep that nearly didn't happen, Tomo, and thankfully Samba got on board with some wonderful prizes because our boss, Sam Morrison...
Yep.
Well, he'd put a line through it, hadn't he?
He wasn't happy with it whatsoever. So we've ran with it anyway, and we can deal with the consequences later.
I don't think he's been happy since 2009, though.
Oh, God. Right, what are we doing here?
Have you lost more grand finals than Tomo? It comes off the back of grand final weekend. You had another poor performance in the grand final.
We lost.
Is that three in a row now?
Three in a row. I think you know that's three in a row, Rock.
Yep. Three in a row. Never won one.
Not a senior grand final.
Under eights doesn't count.
No, well, just the cricket ones, five time.
But what we want to do is we want to go to the family on this, because we're not talking, this isn't cricket season yet, Tomo, so you just pipe down for a second. We want to know out there, family, do you or anyone you know have a worse grand final record in footy specifically than Tomo? Because Tomo, Rocky and I have talked off air about this. Do you honestly think your side gave itself every chance having your aging legs out there in the last 3 years?
You're talking like one I'm 33.
One of them was busted last year, Tomo, and you still took a spot.
You're talking like I'm 33, 34.
Ferg, you got to remember we're not 41 like you, mate. We're a bit younger. I'm 33, Tomo.
I'm 38. I feel like I'm 41.
Everywhere.
So who in the AFL era? Billy Brownless, he lost, what, three or four, didn't he?
He lost four and went to both the West Coast reunions of the team that beat him.
Ablett Senior, the same.
Ablett Senior would have lost. Yeah, he would have lost four. What about Peter Moore, who's actually going to present the cup today to his son if the Collingwood Footy Club get up? Four losses and a draw. So five times he didn't win.
That's brutal, isn't it? I mean, we joke about your three losses, Tomo, and have a bit of a laugh, but losing that many grand finals, that's got to hurt.
Well, especially when it actually, you know, means a fair bit, like at an AFL level, I would have thought. Four losses.
So Meadows don't mean that much to you?
It does mean a lot to me.
I just feel like when you do it as a profession and you lose four and have a draw, that wouldn't be feeling too great.
Well, there's got to be some concern about how much he really wanted it, listening to that.
I'm hearing he was smiling and laughing after they lost it.
With the opponents.
Yeah. Bro shaking them, all just giving them a cuddle.
Bro shaking.
Well, Sydney lost three in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's brutal.
That's true. What's that? 13.
They lost to
16
Hawthorn,
and 22.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, so what are we going on the phones with this, are we?
Yeah, we're going to the phones. We want to know from the family, is there anyone you know or even you personally that has a worse grand final footy record than Mark Tomo Thomas? That's perfect. What we want to know, family. 133353, get in touch. We want to know. What have we got on the line for them prize-wise there, Tomo?
Cutler Samba prize packs. Ooh, how good's that?
Seriously, how are they making any profits?
I've got no idea, but we love Samba. The fire packs are superb. Fireandbarbecue.com.au to get involved. Samba fire lighter is superb. 133353. Throw into my own phone here. Have you lost more grannies than me? Simple. We'll do that next year. Triple M. Great to have Tindo Solar on board. We love that on the Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockcliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo are running the grand final sweep all day today. 0488851047. Text in. Who's the winner? What's the margin and the Norm Smith medal? We're giving away Samba fire packs all morning.
They are absolutely outstanding, Samba. Now, we're talking a little bit about grand final records and specifically footy, because Tomo, again this year, has let his team down.
Yep.
Three grand final losses in a row. His aging legs just aren't getting across the ground like they used to, Tomo. You're just struggling, mate. Rocky, what are your thoughts?
I thought we tried to retire him last week, and he's going to go around again.
We gave him every opportunity, didn't we?
I'm feeling flat about it.
A bit of mail's just come across the desk as well. The coach out there at Meadows is texting because Tomo, he's listening to the show, and Tomo clearly doesn't care. He said they don't mean that much up there at Meadows, whether they win or
not. It's not AFL, so does it really matter that much?
Doesn't really matter.
Hang on a second.
I don't think I said that.
His coach is fuming. He's not happy at all, but his wife just told him that he's actually lost six.
Yep.
Three as a player and three as a coach.
Oh, no.
Heartbreak in September. It's not good this time of year, I tell you.
Now, I'm hearing we've got an interstate caller, Tomo. Is there any truth to that mail?
Yes, Bill from Geelong joins us on 133353. Good morning, Bill.
Okay, fellas, love the show. Bloody great show. I listen to you from Geelong. Tommy Wireless. I love it.
Oh, brilliant.
Billy Brownless.
That's not you, Bill, is it?
You sound fresh, Bill.
Morning, mate.
Now, Tomo, don't listen to these flogs, all right? They would know what it's like to play in a grand final. I played in four and lost four, and it wasn't my fault. Me and Ablett did our what we had to do, and no one else helped us. So they
is that right?
Yeah.
What did you and Ablett do?
We kicked 11 between us in 1989. That wasn't bad.
And how many of them did you kick?
Well, Gazzag might have got nine.
Oh, God.
let you down? Are you going to roll anyone under the bus, Bill? Who let you down?
Oh, Stoneham.
Stoneham.
Fairstow. Couch. All these blokes, they could have done more, but it wasn't the forwards, the big forwards. They win the game. Don't worry about that. They'll win the game maybe today with Big Ecker and Joe Danaher.
It's
29 degrees here, and I was having a beer yesterday on the balcony, and it was bloody hot having a beer. I don't know what it's going to be like bloody playing footy. It's going to be very, very hot. And it might be right up Brisbane's alley.
You were sitting on your balcony having a beer. What were you wearing?
Oh, just in the jocks. I was looking.
Come on, Bill.
Goodness.
I just put a bit of Vaseline on. I was chafing a bit, to be honest.
You're there at the MCG today. How do you expect it to go down?
I tell you who's not here. Rocky.
We've talked about this, Bill.
I'm in Queensland getting the after party sorted, Bill. You know what that's like. You've organised Mad Mondays.
Everyone from Queensland's in Melbourne. Everyone from Port Adelaide and Geelong, everywhere, are in Melbourne. Everyone's in Melbourne except Big Rockliff. And I don't know why, after I saw that photo on Instagram or whatever you put up, in the Lions jumper. Yeah. Wow, that was Mick Nolan's jumper. That was the biggest jumper I've ever seen. And
That was 15 years old, that jumper, Bill, so I thought I filled it out pretty well.
Yeah, filled it out all right. Yeah. I don't know how you got it off.
Now, Bill, I want to know more about why you think Rock might not be in Melbourne. What's the word around the streets?
ATO.
Well, apparently he's got one story and there's no punchline. It just finishes. And he stops and everyone's waiting for this ha-ha big end of line. He's got nothing.
What, the sportsman's night that Rocky and Bernie tried to put on last year and they only sold 11 tickets?
I heard they sold 3.
Well, we sold 11. That was about 5 more than what you sold over in Perth that time, Bill.
Yeah, but we went ahead. I still got paid. Don't worry about that.
Oh, God. Billy, thanks so much for your time, mate. Enjoy the rub today. What's coming up on the show?
Got no idea. I'm going to get in there and see what Jim wants to talk about. He wants to talk about his wedding and his kids and himself.
Oh, I love your stuff, Bill. Bye, thanks so much for calling in.
Bye. On you, Bill.
I love the Billy Brownless. You can hear him from 11:30 today on the Rub. Good sporty, wasn't it, Rock? That one.
Oh, it was flying, wasn't it?
Oh, I had nothing to do with it, Ferg.
No. I heard it was all Rock and Bernie was along for the ride and he didn't get paid either.
Triple M. 16 minutes past 10 o'clock for your Saturday morning, Adelaide. The Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson and Tomo here until 11:30 today. Triple M rocking football.
Oh,
the grand final. It's going to be superb. Collingwood take on the Brisbane Lions. But Fergus, you found your way over in Melbourne. We cannot believe it.
Look, and Rocky hasn't, and I'm staggered by it. You're staggered by it. The whole footy fraternity is staggered by it. Former Brisbane captain.
Yep.
How is he not down here in Melbourne, ready to go, lining his pockets all week? I don't know what's gone wrong there.
Son's birthday, mate, so I like to spend time with the family.
Nice try, nice deflection. There's something going on and we need to know more. And maybe we need to speak to the ATO about it. But I will say is there's not... It's not just Tom Rockliffe that the Triple M family are concerned about at the moment. The Triple M footy family and fraternity over here in Melbourne are deeply concerned. And they're deeply concerned about a man they labelled last year Grand Final Greg.
Greg Blewett.
Grand Final Greg. This is Greg Blewett, apparently.
Wow.
Now, Greg Blewett last year, by all reports, on the back of what was one of the all-time great post-Grand Final festivities performances, took the 3 votes... after a few beverages, took the 3 votes on the dance floor. I've seen some very incriminating imagery on some phones. that tell a damning story about Grand Final.
What was
Greg.
He doing?
Now, there was a bit going on the dance floor, Rock. Let me give you the hot tip. And the shirt was untucked. Let's suggest that. And that's rare for Greg Blewett, because he's a very classy operator.
Because I know that he does like to drop a button an hour, doesn't he?
it's Richie Beno-like. It gets down to the belly button by the end of the night. Now, you and Giles made an appearance on the Rush Hour earlier in the week, suggesting that maybe Grand Final Greg might not be making an appearance. And I can confirm he has not landed at Tullamarine Airport in Melbourne yet. And my understanding is he won't.
So Ewan Giles is the head of footy, isn't he?
That's right. Head of footy, head of sport just in general. He books all the commentators and the talent in for the year and organises the program. And he was obviously one of the men at the very forefront of the votes last year. And he, along with the rest of the committee, were unanimous. It was three votes to Greg Blewett. Grand final Greg was the label. And he's not going to be here this year. And it's significantly concerning because we're wondering, and Rocky's said this before, he is the doormat at his household. Rocky and Rocky went into a bit of an investigation around this. It was a Dead Set Legends investigation, and that was the label Rocky used. Now, I'm not sure I'm 100% on board with
it. The doormat. So you got to explain it to the listeners out there.
No, you go for it, Rock. You run us through it.
Well,
while you
lovely
at the
wife,
of it all.
Catherine, just walks all over him, and I'm hearing there's actually that continues to happen, but there's a cage now, and she's actually locked him up. So.
Oh, hang on.
Can't get out this weekend.
Goodness me. But again, this way, I've been very fortunate to make my way over this week, and I'll be able to get in there, get involved, and find out a little bit more. So hopefully I'll have some more info for us next week, Tomo.
Well, it would be interesting, actually. Now, what he has been doing, Bluey, is a bit of gardening, because we were all gifted a bit of product, weren't we?
Yes, that's right. Some of Les Burdett's finest fertilizer from Bunnings. Yep. So get into your local Bunnings to pick that up. But he had a bit of a tough week trying to get the fertilizer happening in the backyard.
I just couldn't believe what I was hearing last night about fertilizer. You know, like it's fertilizer. It's not going to do any harm to you. You can pick it up. You can throw it out or anything like
that's
that.
Right.
I don't think you need a dust mask on.
What? So out I went.
Right.
Had my little shorts on.
Of course you did. Had Don Dunstan shorts.
Had my gloves on.
Oh, gloves.
I had a mask on. Because that's what it tells you on the bag as well.
Okay.
Gloves and a mask.
A face mask.
Was it a COVID mask? Times or something?
Well, is he worried that there's going to be a bag, you know, a certain percentage of COVID in the fertilizer?
What is going on here?
Bit of Omicron.
What was this about nudity, Tomo? Can you run me through that?
Well, I think he had to strip down, was my mail, because it didn't want any of the odours to go into the house. So just completely stripped down and started fertilising his back lawn with a mask on. That was the only thing on.
So he thought the mask made sense, but not to have the kit off.
A mask, jocks, Catherine holding a whip. I don't know what's going on there.
104.7, Adelaide's Triple M. Wowza. Oh. Triple M.
This motorsport update with Rusty is brought to you by Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
He's been dominant all year, and it gets to grand final day, and he just goes to another level. Greg Rust from Rusty's Garage Podcast. He joins us right now for a motorsport update. Rusty, morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys, and it means one thing. If it's footy finals weekend, it's 1 week to the great race at Mount Panorama Bathurst.
Oh, how good's that? And how are we going to celebrate that milestone?
There's lots of things that are actually already underway because it's, as you rightly point out, the 60th anniversary of the great race. So you boys are a bit tight with your money like me, so you'll be happy to know that there is a 50 cent.
Rock definitely is. You should see Rock's wallet. Yeah. Moths flying out
tight
of it.
Tight as a fish's ass, Rusty.
Yep.
Now, they've released a 50 cent coin to commemorate the 60th anniversary of Bathurst. Got some cool cars sort of sweeping through one of the famous corners there. We've obviously started reminiscing already about some of the great moments from Brock in the 70s and 80s, and even when Jamie Wincup and Craig Lowndes famously scored that win in 2006, just weeks after Brock passed away. So there's going to be some cool things next week on the mountain, that's for sure.
Brilliant. And is there a team or pairing that starts favourite, do you reckon, Rusty? A race that long must be hard for the bookies to get right.
It's so tough. I mean, some that I've seen are suggesting that Shane Van Gisbergen is probably the short-priced favourite. He didn't have the greatest time of it in the lead-up to the Sandown 500. His teammate Brock Feeney and Jamie Wincup ended up winning it, so you could say maybe they should start favourites. But there's just so much that can go on, and typically does, on that day and in that race. And the voice of the sport, Neil Crompton, one of the legend commentators, he's got this great line about you've got to buy a ticket to the final 20 laps or so of the race. Yeah. You've got to find a way to stay out of trouble and be in the mix for that final part of the race, and that's so key.
Well, Rusty, I know you've got plenty of cash. Hopefully you can buy us all a ticket so we can get down there next week.
Hey.
And Max Verstappen leads... Max Verstappen, F1, he's leading the world championship by 177 points, massive lead. When can he wrap that up?
Basically next round. So the maximum available is left in the championship is 180. So he could do it very early on the weekend in Qatar. So they're off to the Middle East next weekend, back into the championship, as you point out. Red Bull's already wrapped up the constructors' title. It seems like it's a fait accompli that it'll just happen, and that would put Max in a very special club to score three titles back to back. Pretty cool.
We love it, Rusty. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Enjoy the weekend.
Good on you. See you guys.
See you on Bathurst next week, Rusty.
That's Rusty for Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
Triple M 104.7 on the dial, and we're also on listener as well, LIST, and 20 minutes away from 11 o'clock as we go for 32 big ones around the City of Churches today. It is grand final day, and we are absolutely pumped. We want to go to the phones right now. 133 53. The weirdest place you've ever watched a grand final? You were saying something off air, Rock.
Yeah, I think one year we generally finished late August, early September throughout my career. I didn't play a lot in September, so you'd have the holidays booked, and one year it just fell that I was in Vegas on grand final weekend, so just settled up at an Aussie bar there and just got them to throw it on, and away we went and watched it there with a couple of mates. And
A couple of lemon lime bitters too.
Don't even remember who played or who won, and game. Yeah, no, it was good.
Yep.
I watched a few over in India, just being on different tours over the years. I've toured there a lot, actually, but getting the opportunity to go over there and being, just stuck with your teammates in a team hotel, you'd get some of the dustiest internet connections you'd ever get. Yeah. Set it up on the laptop and hope that the speaker held on to hear the commentary. It was just, it's not the same as being here in Australia at the ground or in your home listening and watching closely like you will be this afternoon, Rock. And when you get the feel around Australia when there's a grand final coming up, it's a big week. A
couple of mates of mine work up in the mines. They'll be working there today. They'll be underground and trying to their very, very best to try and watch it. I know signal can be a little bit ordinary, but sort of have to pop up and down to get some score updates every half an hour. Jeez. But yeah, underground in Roxby Downs is a fair effort if you're going to be able to watch the big one.
There'll be a few Australian cricketers over there at the moment. They're getting ready for the World Cup. They'll be jumping up. We know Travis Head, massive AFL fan. I'm sure plenty of them are.
Yeah, and Trav's back in Adelaide at the moment with the busted hand too, Rock, so he won't be over there watching it with the rest of the team. But certainly the team will be bunkered down somewhere. And these days the bars and whatnot and the hotels have proper setups, so they won't be in the middle of Nagpur on a grainy laptop. But they'll be set up nicely in a 6-star hotel. I got no doubt about it.
Righto, let's go to the phones. 133 53. Where's the weirdest spot you've watched the big one, the big dance? Okay, was it overseas? Was it in an airport? We want to know. 133 53. We got Samba GIF packs to give away. These guys are superb, Ferg.
They've just been unbelievable, and they have been throwing prizes around left, right, and centre today. I think I said it earlier. How are they making a dollar? They're giving away that much gear. It's incredible.
SambaFireAndBarbecue.com.au. This is a whole gift pack we're giving away right now. 133 53. The weirdest place you've watched the AFL Grand Final. We'll get to your calls next here at Triple M.
Yeah, we love Tindo Sola here at the Dead Set Don't Legends.
Tom Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson, and Tom. Time to go to the phones on 133 53. The weirdest, strangest place you've watched an AFL Grand Final. We're doing this because a few years ago, Rock, you found yourself in Las Vegas.
Yeah, ended up in Vegas watching the big dance. So I think that was the year, actually. It must have been 2013 from memory, or 14 maybe. 13. I don't know.
Hawthorn won it anyway.
It was one of them.
Just make a call on it, we'll believe you.
Had to sit back and watch it on the big screen over in Vegas.
Yeah, right. Well, I watched it from Nagpur in India at one stage, and the Wi-Fi was suspect at best. It was grainy. We could only just hear the commentary. But there's plenty of people in the family out there that will have watched it in some pretty exotic spots, Tomo. So we've got a few callers lining up for us.
Yep.
Let's head out to Paul at Woodcroft. Where did you watch the grand final, Paul?
G'day, guys. In a ski field in Japan.
I was
working at a hotel on the top of this mountain, and we made friends with some other Aussies that were working at the local, snowfield. And one of the guys had a laptop, hooked it up to the TV because we didn't have one where we were working. And it was about five of us sat there and watched West Coast beat Swans 2006.
Oh, my God. Good. Any interest from the Japanese there, Paulie?
Not a one.
You're on your Pat Malone.
Oh, God, you can understand that. As we go up to Mount Barker, we got Jess. Jess, where did you watch the grand final with the strangest place?
I watched it in the medical room underneath the G.
Underneath?
Really?
How does that work?
Well, we went to the 2016 grand final. We were walking in and Mum slipped on a hot chip and hurt herself pretty badly.
Oh, no.
So down to the medical room we went. Yep. And had to wait for an ambulance. So I got to see the last 10 minutes of the Dogs beat the Swans.
Oh, that's incredible.
At my actual seat. Yeah.
A hot chip.
Poor Mum.
A hot chip.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
That is staggering.
I think all the Crows players got to watch Richmond play in a good final in 2017.
They're all just spectating. Heads in the sand.
Seriously. Still standing there in that bloody power stand.
Never moved an inch.
We haven't goodness featured me in September since, Rob.
Oh, goodness me.
God.
When did this become a Crows pile on? We got Ben out at Woodville West. Ben, mate, what have you got for us? Where did you watch the grand final?
Hey, guys, happy grand final day.
You too.
I was in Munich 2004, mad Port Adelaide supporter, backpacking around the world, trying to find a bar about 4 o'clock in the morning, couldn't find it, so I raced back to the hotel room, listened to it on the radio, and then partied on all day and all night at the October.
Wow, that's great. How good.
That's an outstanding one.
We love that. Are you right there, Rock? Yeah, really happy with your work gone about two calls ago.
He's gone, mate.
I'm still giggling at my work. I mean, no. Tex Walker's over at the MCG today. Hopefully he can have more of an impact today than what he did in 2000.
Oh, no.
Hold a second.
I'm not taking any more of this. We were going to go to more callers, but we're not, because we need to have a conversation off air, me and you, Rockcliffe. Do not take down Rocky, the Texan.
Off the top turnbuckle.
8 minutes away from 11. Holy hell.
Ripper. Boy, what about that? Goodness gracious me. They've gone berserk. Bloody hell. Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
He dominated for the Collingwood Football Club, the past Coleman medalist, and now doing an incredible job on Channel 7, calling the game. He's been super, and he joins us right now. Brian Taylor, good morning to you, mate.
Hey, g'day, Callum. Tom, how you going? What's going on, boys?
Oh, mate, what a week it is.
It is. It's been an incredible week over here. I'm just at a breakfast here at Crown at the moment. The place is absolutely bubbling and going along very, very nicely. There's a lot happening in this Sydney. Goodness knows what would have happened if Carlton were also here this week.
How much did you declare through the ATO this week, Brian? Or I hope it wasn't any cash changing hands.
Listen, Tom, I would swear. Are you kidding me, mate? Everything is invoiced. Everything is done as you
That's
would
right.
expect it to be done. And I don't know why you ask such stupid questions.
I reckon he's a bit bitter, Brian, to be honest. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Tomo and I are trying to get to the bottom of this. Why is Tom Rockcliffe in Queensland right now when there's so much going on in Melbourne? Is he a bit bitter that he hasn't necessarily got the gigs coming in the door that he hoped?
No, well, he's a B-grader. Maybe even a B-grader. I don't know. But he's up there fishing. Someone's going to chuck him over the boat and feed him to the sharks. But anyone in football that's had any sort of go at all about him would be down here now, Rob. What's wrong with you?
Just, I'm doing cashies up here, Brian. Oh, there's plenty happening in the city. But let's talk about the game. How do you see it playing out? It should be an absolute ripper. The two best teams of the season. There's no doubting that.
Yeah, I reckon Brisbane are probably in the best form of the two at the moment. They seem particularly good. Collingwood haven't probably played at their best for probably 6 to 8 weeks, I reckon. So I would think that Brisbane at the moment, if they can get over the fact that they don't play well at the MCG here in Melbourne, if that disappears, then they are probably a better 1 to 22 players than what Collingwood are. So Collingwood, to win have to rediscover the form of 8 weeks ago. What they've given over the last couple of weeks is probably not quite enough to get it done.
BT, everyone's talking about the weather over there in Melbourne at the moment, and is that going to favour the Brisbane Lions with it being a bit warm?
I don't think so, Kelm. I mean, you look at the weather. Actually, I was talking to Mick Malthouse about this, the last Collingwood Premiership coach the other day, and he said with the hot weather, he thinks it's more appropriate about next week. So if you were to play another game, then today's weather would affect that game. He reckons it doesn't actually affect the game that you're playing in. So he said it's more about the recovery if you were playing the week after. So he seems to think it won't have any effect at all. I'm inclined to agree with him.
Yeah, now BT as well, obviously a big week for a former Collingwood player. And how hard is it for you to be non-biased in that commentary box on a week like this and in a game like this?
Really easy, because I've been doing this for 35 years.
Yep.
And I see 80 to 100 games a year. And in the end, I see so much football. All I hope for as a commentator is that I get a close, good game.
Yes.
And so I'm always barracking in a game of football, and I'm barracking for the team that's coming second.
I love that.
Right? So I don't barrack. I've forgotten I even played for Collingwood. Most people don't even know I played for Collingwood. So and for you guys to try and get that happening and prosper by a stupid question like that and try and make that I'm biased, I'm offended by it, and I'm inclined to hang up now.
Brian, I'll tell those two boys to go a bit easier on you, but let's talk about your podcast that you've got going, The Life of Brian. Had a bit of a listen this week, grand final preview. It's taking off. You're hitting the podcasting scene now.
Yes, myself and my son are doing the podcast thing. Thought I'd try that. Everyone else is doing it. You've got to be in it to win it.
That's it.
So we're having a bit of a crack at it. So it's a bit of fun. It's a little bit more casual. The good thing about podcasting is I listen to all my favourite podcasts around the world, is that it's not an interview, which we're all so used to. You know, you go and interview Matthew Richardson and he bores the shit out of you or whatever. it's more about a conversation. So from that point of view, it's great.
If you want to listen to that, it's called The Life of Brian. Get it on wherever you get your podcasting. Yeah, now, before we let you go, BT, what's the tip today? Norm Smith, winner, margin?
I think a close game, which will be fantastic. Both really obviously got the teams that finished 1 and 2 on the ladder. So from that point, it'd be fantastic. Someone like McCluggage could win the Brownlow medal. He's been great player. I reckon McCluggage is incapable of playing a poor game.
Love it, BT. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Enjoy the call. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, BT.
Thank you. Great Tom, work. See ya.